Good morning and welcome to Turnout Radio, opening up the dance scene on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, back to speak with you today about all things dance. And I am so delighted to welcome my guest host for today, Dora Awards nominee, Canadian Screen Award winner, the great Tom Allison is joining me live.
Wow.
Hi, welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks, Nicole. It's nice to be back. That's very fancy. Oh, that also is very fancy.
It is so good to have you back on Turnout Radio. But you know, you're part of the family.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being here. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And can I say congratulations on the Canadian Screen Award. You are a winner. Tell us all about it. Your vibe, the feeling that you felt when the announcement was made. How did you feel?
Shocked. Literally shocked. It was for Killjoys, the role I played in the sci-fi show. And I was in mid-bite of a pierogi. I was so convinced I wouldn't win. I thought, whoever gets it, they'll be great. And then they announced my name and I almost choked. So I was thrilled. It was wonderful. It's lovely to be recognized by your peers for your work. You know, it was unexpected. I was delighted.
Yes, indeed. And we're delighted to have you here with us because today, in addition to, you know, letting the world know, those who didn't know, about your award for the Canadian Screen, we're also going to talk about the Dora Awards,
woo-hoo!
Of which you are also a Dora nominee. Now, I was there last year, and I had a chance to celebrate and to see you. What a celebration it was last year, 2019.
Yeah, and you looked fabulous, by the way. Diana Ross in all your glory. So fantastic.
Well, thank you. You know what? Diana Ross is one of my favorites. And I have to admit, I have to be honest, that outfit was inspired by the lovely Diana Ross. But you as well looked fantastic last year. You just went all out.
Well, you know, it's a bit that big event. When do we get those kind of chances to really go to town? So I went to town. It was actually an outfit from a play I had done earlier in the year. And I bought the suit and the shoes and just thought, why not?
Why not, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of why not, the countdown for the virtual Dora Awards is on. Why not attend? We're going to be talking about it all morning this morning today, the 2020 Dora Awards virtual edition, that is. And of course, due to the pandemic, everything has been moved to online. So we won't get that personal in-touch experience, Tom. But nevertheless, I'm so excited still to be able to celebrate our artists via the virtual edition.
It should be a really great night. Jacoba Knappen, who's is sort of in charge of TAPA, who runs the Doras, she's so smart and loves artists so much. She really has gone out of her way to make it a very special night, even though a lot briefer, you know, the usual three-hour extravaganza it is. But it's going to be packed with great people and performances and comedy. You know, it's a pretty great night.
It is. And speaking of Jacoba Knappen, TAPA Executive Director and Dora Producer, as you mentioned, is going to be on today's show. So folks, stay tuned to hear the full interview with Jacoba as she opens up and discusses the awards and what individuals can expect. So as Tom and I continue the celebration here, we're going to take a very short break and be right back with more of Turnout Radio right after this.
We'll be right back. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
We're back on Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton here with Tom Allison celebrating the upcoming DORA Awards event. Now, for those of you who do plan to attend, the event is taking place on Monday, June the 29th. You can catch it all at the DORA Awards YouTube channel or at the TAPA Facebook page. Now, that's the Toronto Alliance for the Performing Arts. And Tom, you know, the great thing is that the DORA Awards are making this extremely special for us because there are a number of different things that people can do to get interactive, including dress up.
Absolutely. They're really inviting everyone to go all the way. You know, have fun with it. Really be feel like you're at the party, even at your own home party.
Yes, right, indeed. And, you know, so individuals can dress for the occasion, post a selfie on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter of what they plan on wearing using the hashtag Dora's2020Outfit. Right. So you're encouraged to do that from 7 p.m. onwards during the night of the 29th. And Go all out. You know, the DORAs want to encourage us to spend that time. Again, we won't get the opportunity to do it in person. So why not celebrate at home, grab your favorite outfit, your favorite hairstyle, and sit down and celebrate with our artists. So, you know, Tom, for you, when you think about the upcoming online edition, can you talk about how you plan on preparing? Because you're no stranger to the DORA Awards. What are you planning on doing to prepare for the event?
I'm not sure. It's always so exciting. I love, I always have so many friends who are nominated in all different categories. So it's always thrilling to see who's going to win. And I always like to sort of try and guess what it might be. But also you want to get a nice beverage, right? You want to get a nice drink, a nice, maybe a meal. Might dress up. We'll see how it goes. I might actually be at the cottage at the time watching very relaxingly on the dock. That is not terrible. It still would involve a drink. Not going to lie.
That won't be terrible either, right? To just sit back and have a good time.
Absolutely. And cheer everyone on.
And celebrate and cheer everyone on. And speaking of drinks, the DORA Awards have also encouraged individuals to think about the signature cocktail because there is always a signature cocktail at the DORAs. And this year is no exception. So listeners, all of you can visit tapa.ca from June 19th onward. So that was just a few days ago onward to check out recipes for DORA cocktails and DORA mocktails. Mm-hmm. And the DORAs are hoping that everyone will join in the fun and also enjoy the DORA dance party, Tom. That's also going to be happening that night after the ceremony.
Love it.
Yeah.
And making sure. Go ahead. Hmm?
Well, the ceremony begins at 7:30, and it is an hour long because, of course, there are no speeches. But at 8:30, that's when we get to have our get our virtual dance party on.
This show has everything. But it kind of does, actually, Nicole, when you think of it, because they've got Kathy Jones and Rick Mercer who are going to be appearing, and the wonderful Jean Yoon and Paul Sun Hyung Lee, who's a genius in Kim's Convenience. And I believe Miss Julie Black is going to be doing something spectacular at the end. It's got literally everything.
Yes. Ending with Julie Black, Canada's Queen of R&B Soul, ending the show with some powerhouse vocals and all of the wonderful individuals that that you have mentioned. You know, I'm very excited as well, Tom, because when I think about our global climate, where we are at right now, and all of really and truly all of the darkness that our world has encountered due to COVID-19, due to anti-Black racism, and due to so much more, there's been such a sad cloud for all of us, really. It's hit us all in so many different ways. And to know that there is an opportunity for us to now come together arm in arm, celebrating and showing our love for one another is such a special thing.
Absolutely. And it's nice to see, too, that through the theater community, there's been a real discussion happening about Black Lives Matter and the whole movement of seeing racism, which feels like kind of for the first time in a lasting way. It's been so many weeks since it all erupted, and it's not just gone. People are having discussions. Theaters are talking about how they can change their protocols and change their, you know, their boards, their technicians, like all backstage as well as on stage, to include diversity in all possible avenues, all possible corners of their organizations. And that's very new, and they're being held accountable by performers, Black and white, by organizations, by heads of organizations. It's kind of wonderful to see. There's real change that seems to be happening for the first time in a very lasting way, or possibly a lasting way. We'll see.
Indeed. And, you know, Jacoba will also make mention of some of the things that, briefly, some of the things that the awards has been doing for many years to aim to ensure that the ceremony is diverse. She does speak about that briefly in the upcoming interview, but plans to discuss it in the upcoming interview. And one of the things that I think about as you share that, Tom, is it feels like there is an awakening, a great awakening in the world right now, that everyone is waking up. Because when we think about anti-Black racism, it's not a new thing. This has been happening for so long, longer than many of us can remember. There's been this awakening that has caused everyone really now to see it for exactly what it is and do what you've mentioned to now ensure that Black, Indigenous people of color are being seen in boardrooms, are being provided with equal opportunity. So that awakening, unfortunately, has come at the cost of many lives. But today, I stand here, though, recognizing the work that you've mentioned that has been happening. And I'm grateful for that, and I hope that it continues.
Well, yes. I mean, that's, time will tell, obviously, but certainly, and I don't know if you felt the same thing in your side of the business, but I really have seen a different response and a different intensity of care and looking at the sources of systemic racism and internal racism, and people are actually really asking questions and actually doing the work. You hear people reading books about the history of Black culture and the history of racism in America and, in fact, in Canada, which it's easy to think we don't have the same thing, but in fact, you know, we had slavery here for many years and many laws that were put in place to keep that going for much longer than we believe it did, because we just don't talk about it. We're too polite, I think, as Canadians, to say it out loud. But you know, it's here, and it's been real for many decades, well, many centuries, really. And so it's lovely to hear people really thoughtfully having conversations, talking to each other, and to see white people speaking to each other about it. You know, as a Black friend of mine said, an American said, racism is not a Black problem, it's a white problem. Black people are just the victims of it.
Wow. Well said. And that is exactly what the case is. And that awakening, I think, has startled individuals, no matter their station, into really rising up to ensure that they are better allies, stronger allies. So I thank you for sharing that, Tom. And, you know, it again causes me to be that much more, to look forward that much more to days like the Doras, where we get to come together and celebrate all bodies, celebrate all stations, celebrate uniqueness, celebrate diversity, celebrate equality, celebrate us. And so again, I do hope that, you know, this awakening allows us to see the significant change that we need to see. I'm so delighted, you know, that you're here with me talking about this morning, because, you know, these are things I feel that that now are going to be a consistent and constant source of discussion on many media platforms when we think about what is happening in the world. And so I thank you for joining me this morning, Tom. And of course, as we look forward to the DORA Awards, we want to remind individuals that you can connect with us at Turnout Radio. If you have questions with regards to what Tom and I are speaking about today, you can visit turnoutradio.com, connect with us there via our inbox, and of course, you can reach us on social media. So Tom and I are going to take a break and be right back with more of Turnout Radio right after this.
Your radio, CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton. TAPA Executive Director and DORA Producer Yacoba Kanapin has outlined the DORA Mavermore Awards as Toronto's biggest opening night of the year. The DORAs wind up the performing arts season, which normally runs from September through to May, every year with a ceremony and a glorious big party. Now, this year, in the face of the pandemic, things must run differently to keep everyone safe at home. But the TAPA invites the arts community and arts-loving public to celebrate the accomplishments of the past season by tuning in and attending not only the show, but also the virtual DORA dance party afterwards. She joins me now, Yacoba Kanapin, here on Turnout Radio Live to discuss the upcoming event. Welcome to the show, Yacoba.
Thank you. Hi.
It's such a great pleasure to have you back on Turnout Radio to talk about the DORA Mavermore Awards and a ceremony and a celebration I think that many of us need and are looking forward to in this season. So welcome back again. And I'd love to start with talking about the awards in general and the decision to go ahead with having the awards this season. So in fact, let's even take a step further back. What are the DORA Mavermore Awards for anyone who has never been introduced to them?
Well, the DORA Mavermore Awards are named after DORA Mavermore. She was a pioneer of Canadian theater. The awards were created back in 1978, and they were named after her in recognition of the creation of Canadian content that came onto Canadian stages at that time. Up until then, everything was very Eurocentric, very American, and she really helped in partnership in many ways with the Canada Council for the Arts that started to dictate Canadian content to be eligible to receive grant money. So the DORA Mavermore Awards have a long history. The first award started in 1980. We call them for short the DORA Awards. We just say the DORA Awards. And this year is, in fact, the 41st annual DORA Awards. Last year, we celebrated 40-year anniversary. So this is, you know, sometimes they say after a big anniversary year, what can you do to top last year? It was such a spectacular year. Last year was the very first year that we had gender inclusive awards. Last year was the year that we changed the DORA statuette to be representative and respectful of all genders, to be inclusive of all forms of artwork as well. So it's theater and dance and opera together. So what are we going to do this year? Well, we didn't see it coming. Nobody did, of course. The pandemic hit, and all theaters in Toronto were closed on March 17th. So as a result of all the theaters being closed, no more productions that were slated to be performed on Toronto stages were able to continue. So things were canceled outright or postponed, hopefully to come back when it's safe to come back again.
Now, I have attended and on many different occasions, and I've loved, Jacoba, the opportunity to celebrate artists, celebrate in person with my colleagues. And of course, you know, being in the midst of the current global climate that we sit in, as you mentioned, we're not going to have an opportunity to be in person with one another. Now, for an event as wonderful as the Dora's, how is it that your team has been able to find a way to enable us to still have somewhat of an intimate celebration, even though it will be occurring online?
Well, I'm really lucky because I have a great team that I work together with. I've been producing the show for over 20 years. I have an excellent team. Together, we realized working in a new fashion, working virtually, we're essentially creating an award show that's like a television show, really. It's a video. We're pre-taping everything, and then we're going to edit it and share it on the Dora's YouTube channel. So what's challenging about that is that we're used to working in live format, and we're used to working face-to-face and working together. And now we're not working face-to-face, we're working virtually, creating virtual content. So it's like a double whammy in terms of that. We had some hard conversations. The board of directors and myself sat down as to whether or not we should proceed with the pandemic. We decided that we would because 85% of the work was presented on stage. So we decided that that was really, really important to recognize the artists whose work did move forward on Toronto stages. We didn't want to lose that. We wanted to acknowledge them. We wanted to honor their work. And we wanted to bring some light into this incredibly challenging time. Shortly after we made that decision, the world changed yet again. And as you well know, as everyone knows, the racist upheaval that has occurred in the States and rippled across the world and into Canada as well, with systemic racism that happens in our own country, particularly with Indigenous racism, it became even darker in our industry, and not unique to our industry, for everybody. So we had another conversation as to how can we proceed. We were halfway through taping already when George Floyd was murdered, so we'd already gotten halfway there. It's very interesting how we had to pivot. Not so much interesting, but how challenging it was for us to pivot to make sure that we were not tone deaf, to be able to express to the artists, to the working members of the arts and culture industry, to the fans, to the sponsors, to the government agencies, the corporate funders, that arts and culture also experiences systemic racism, that arts and culture also needs to work on the inside, top down, on unpacking this, on really looking at this and doing the hard work that's absolutely necessary to make those changes. So we decided, yes, we are gonna go ahead. On June 29th, the show that we are putting together and working hard on is, I hope, going to reflect that.
And, you mentioned the top-down part, which has been a common theme of discussion for many organizations, Jacoba, with reflections surrounding ensuring that organizations are being presented as inclusive, being presented as an equal body organization, and more. How can you give some examples as to how the DORAs are working from the top down to ensure that those bodies are being seen?
Yeah. So what I think I want to just take a little bit back and explain in terms of how people are nominated for a DORA award. We have a number of juries. There are seven divisions, which means there are seven juries. They're all volunteers. They all go out to see the various theater, dance, and opera productions that are registered. And those juries are cast very, very carefully to be all inclusive, representing a range of gender, ethnicity, age, experience, discipline, and we make sure that they're really a rainbow of individuals on each jury. So that's the first thing. And anyone can nominate anyone to be on a jury. It needs to be supported with a letter from a TAPA member company. But you don't have to be a member of TAPA to be part of the jury. It's very open. In the award show itself, we're very, very careful in terms of how we cast the show. Again, we want to reflect the diversity of the work that happens on Toronto stages. So that is reflected in our VIP presenters and the people that are engaged, the people that you'll see on stage. There is no stage, the virtual stage. People are taping themselves in their homes, in their offices, in some cases in their living rooms or on their back patios. But the diversity of the folks that you see is reflective of the range of the work that's on the stages.
And also what I've noticed is that during the virtual DORA Awards ceremony, audiences will also be encouraged, pardon me, to make a donation to Black Lives Matter and also to AFC Helps. Can you share on that?
Yeah, we thought that it was very important. We're living in such uncertain times, and we wanted to make sure that people had the opportunity to provide financial support if they wanted to AFC, which is helping artists in financial crisis right now. We wanted to make sure that people had the opportunity, if they chose to, give financial support to Black Lives Matter and the social justice work that is happening there that is so necessary.
Excellent. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, sitting down with Yacoba Canapin. And Yacoba, you know, one of the things that our team here at Turnout Radio, as we begin preparing for the online ceremony, we're really pleased to hear is that, you know, the event in particular is going to be hosted and staged with so many different wonderful voices in Toronto, including Juno and Gemini Award winner Julie Black. Rick Mercer will also be there as well. Longtime host of CBC TV's The Rick Mercer Report, and will also be opening the show. So can you give us some highlights, give us the 411, Yacoba. Tell us about what we can expect.
I don't want to tell you too much because I want you to tune in and watch. What's interesting is we don't have a host. There's no host. It's the first time that we are just working with VIP presenters, but we are thrilled that Rick Mercer is opening the show with a rant. So that's a lot of fun. Mayor John Tory is also a special guest, and he will be speaking briefly. I'm thrilled that Jean Yoon and Paul Lee are with us. They're very well known now because of Kim's Convenience, but both Jean and Paul have their roots in theater, and I've known them for many years and have been trying to get them on the show. Unfortunately, now they had time because they're not working. And always the timing of the DORAs was right when they were shooting Kim's Convenience and they couldn't do it. So this year when I called Jean and Paul and said, hey, can you come on? They said, yeah, we can. We've got all the time in the world. So we're very, very happy to have Jean and Paul. As well, I should point out that last year's silver ticket recipient always traditionally presents this year's silver ticket recipient. And the silver ticket is like a lifetime achievement award in our industry. And I'm so excited because Peggy Baker was last year's silver ticket recipient. And so she will be presenting the silver ticket this year. You'll have to tune in to find out who it will be going to, but we're thrilled to have Peggy Baker as well. She's such the, you know, the grand dame of modern dance, and she's so lovely. So, and I'm a big fan of Peggy Baker. So I'm really, really excited to have Peggy. We have Aurora Brown coming on as well, for comedy fans who love Baroness Von Sketch and her partner, Chris Siddiqui. There are our end presenters. And we have Jillian Gallo, who's a designer. And we chose Jillian intentionally because designers are so important to our industry. And they work invisibly in the background, set, lighting, costume, sound designers are frequently just invisible. So she's presenting with her partner, Christopher Morris, who was a past recipient last year. So he's coming on as a director, and he's also an actor. So they're real life partners. So it was easier to tape them together. They didn't have to social distance. We were able to do them together. Ravi Jain is also a VIP presenter. We're thrilled to have him, the artistic director of Why Not Theatre Company. And of course, we have Kevin, who you may know, Kevin Ormsby, the artistic director of Cachet Dance. So it's a great variety of individuals. There are some guest cameo appearances. There are the Five Stages of Grief. And we have done a take on that called The Five Stages of Isolation. And I don't want to give it all away, but Kathy Jones is doing a state of isolation. Michael Healy, Sonny Drake, Ellie Ray. You'll have to tune in and watch a take on Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's Five Stages of Grief. We put in these little interstitial cuts of the five stages of isolation and how folks have been dealing with the pandemic. It's meant to be funny, and we hope it will make people laugh and have a good time.
Well, we are looking so forward to it. Turnout Radio does not miss this event. We are looking so forward to celebrating with all of you. And in addition to what you shared, we also know that leading up to the Dora Awards, theater, dance, and opera fans are reminded to vote for their favorite production, to receive the John Kaplan Audience Choice Award. Can you talk about that award that is sponsored by Now Magazine?
So John, yeah, it's such a great award. John Kaplan was a dear, dear friend of mine. And, you know, we wanted to do something. We always worked very closely with Now Magazine. We used to, when Now had their spot in the East End with the little lounge and the restaurant bar that they had, we used to get the playwrights, the nominated playwrights, to read from their plays about a week before the Doras. It was a really intimate event because I think the Now Lounge, had a capacity of about 80 or 85, and it would get pretty crowded, and you could hear the nominated playwrights read, and we just loved doing that. And John and I decided we needed to, you know, get more public involvement, ramp that up. How can we step that up? And we came up with the Audience Choice Award. And now, you know, runs the ballots for folks to vote on the nominated productions. When John passed away, when he was sick, I said to him, John, you know, it was a very sad time when he was sick. And I said, John, when you go, we're going to call it the John Kaplan Audience Choice Award. And he agreed. And he said, yeah, yeah, let's do that. So I'm just delighted that his name lives on. So we don't forget who he is and who he was and how he contributed to so many people's careers by writing in Now Magazine, not missing any show ever. So it's very close to my heart. And yeah, it's fun. It's in an effort to get people involved and vote. And it gets presented like the Silver Ticket does on Dora Night on June 29th.
And it indeed is such a beautiful way to honor John Kaplan. I mean, you know, just to know that the name lives on through this event and beyond is powerful, quite powerful. Now, in addition to all of that as well, you're inviting individuals to dress up, you know, which I think is so wonderful because, again, even though we have lost that opportunity to sit together and celebrate one another in person, there still is going to have that feeling of camaraderie and that feeling of celebration as we all get dressed up in our fine duds and sit in front of our computers. So share a little bit about that as well.
Well, we want, you know, people to celebrate, and they can post their outfits at hashtag Dora's 2020 outfit. All our VIP presenters are dressed up as well. And there's an after party, the Dora Dance Party with DJ Rayner. And people can turn on the tunes and have a Dora cocktail or a Dora mocktail. The Dora Teenies are back, which is our classic Dora cocktail. We're hoping that folks will continue to party after the award show. It's not the same. Nothing is the same. And we know that. And we don't expect that we can recreate it to be the same. So we're trying to be creative and find new ways to make it fun.
And you've done a beautiful job of doing that. And before we let you go, because we are so excited to spend that time with all of you, Jacoba, any last words for our listening audience with regards to the event, what they can expect before we let you go today on Turnout Radio?
I think, thank you so much for talking to us and for keeping the Doras in your spotlight, because I think that theater, dance, and opera in the city of Toronto is not only an economic driver, it's not only part of the economic engine. Show business is big business, we say, but it's also really helped everyone, and you hear this through the pandemic. It's been arts and culture that has provided people with comfort. It's been arts and culture that have given people some mental relief from the stress, whether it's binge watching something on Netflix or reading a book or listening to music, or closer to home for us, watching all the virtual performances that many, many of our theater companies are offering virtual opportunities, digital opportunities to watch stuff. So I think it's so important to remember that arts and culture is part of the social well-being of us as human beings. We need this more than ever before, especially now when there's so much pain, so much profound sadness going on. To me, it is one of the most important Dora Awards ever because of this time where we are in our history right now, you know. So I really hope that we can provide a little bit of joy, some relief, some important recognition to the arts and culture sector right now.
Beautifully said, and I highly agree. Definitely one of the most important years that we will ever encounter with the awards, and hopefully, and I do believe that it will indeed be a time for us all to come together and celebrate in the face of what's happening in our global climate. I want to congratulate you and the entire team for continuing forward and giving us all the space to be able to celebrate in this way. Such a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you, in air quotes, at the virtual Dora Awards.
I look forward to air quotes seeing you as well. Thank you, Yakova. Such a pleasure again.
Thank you.
And that was Yakova Canavan here on Turnout Radio. Don't forget, folks, the 2020 Dora Awards virtual edition is going to be happening on Monday, June the 29th. You can watch the event on Dora Awards YouTube channel. And of course, when you visit YouTube, you can search for Dora Awards, or you can also watch it at TAPA's Facebook page. So this event, the Dora Maver Moore Awards, is administered by the Toronto Alliance for the Performing Arts, or TAPA. For more information, you can visit tapa.ca. Everything begins at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, June the 29th. I'm Nicole Hamilton. We'll be back with more of Turnout Radio right after this.
Always remember who you are.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton, here with the great Tom Allison, the wonderful Tom Allison. Tom, what a show. What a show today, celebrating the Dora Awards with you. I'm so excited for the event that's coming up.
It's going to be a really interesting one this year. It really is. How exciting. We're here in the new, and I love that creativity cannot be killed.
It can't. It's continuing, right? And during the virtual Dora Awards ceremony, we're reminding you, audience, to definitely make a donation where possible to the AFC. That's at afchelps.ca/Doras. They provide compassionate support and a lifeline for Canada's entertainment industry. And of course, we definitely want to remind you as well, if and where possible, to make a donation to Black Lives Matter at blacklivesmatter.com. And Tom, there is an award ceremony. A part of the award ceremony will be dedicated to the John Kaplan Awards as well. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, John Kaplan, for those of you who don't know, was a beloved reviewer for Now Magazine for many decades. I mean, every artist loved him. He was always kind and loving and had something wonderful to say. So, leading up to the Dora Awards, theater, dance, and opera fans are reminded to vote for their favorite production to receive the John Kaplan Audience Choice Award, sponsored by Now Magazine, online at... HTTP. Yeah. Well, basically, nowmagazine.com, Dora Awards. You'll find it there from now till June 21st at 12 midnight.
Excellent. Excellent. There's so much to look forward to in the full period of time. And again, you know, knowing that it's an hour long is going to be very different for us, of course, Tom, because we're so used to hearing all of the speeches. But I feel like it's a nice intimate hour for us to sit down in front of our devices and at least connect that way. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Me too. I can't wait. Cheering for my friends and those who are yet to be friends.
Yes. And for those of you who are posting, don't forget to use the hashtags, #Doras2020, #Doras2020outfit, also #Doras2020speeches, and #TheaterTO. It all that goodness starts at 7:30 p.m. The Dora Awards virtual edition, which you can watch at Dora Awards, on YouTube, as well as the TAPA, that's the Toronto Alliance for the Performing Arts Facebook page.
And don't forget to grab your drink and then tune in for the dance party, 8:30 to 9:30. The link will be at tapa.ca at 8 o'clock.
So, Tom, can I get a little, perhaps maybe a little 411 on what you plan on wearing that evening?
If I'm at the cottage, very little. If I'm at the home, maybe a bow tie.
Oops. And if you're not at the cottage, what will you be wearing?
A vest.
Oh, okay.
No, probably a lot more than that. But the point is, get comfortable. Whatever you're doing, have fun. Have fun and show us pictures. Let's see. This is our chance. Yes. And a very few chance right now to dress up and look fabulous.
Well, now I have to rethink what I'm wearing. I mean, you're wearing a vest. I need to rethink this now, right?
A vest and a bow tie. That's all I'm wearing.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Well, Tom, I want to thank you so much for joining me today on Turnout Radio. Always a pleasure to sit down with you and talk dance, theater, art. So wonderful.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you. And of course, we want to remind individuals that they can find you on social media at Tom_Allison. They can find you there to follow all of your goodness and all of the great stuff that that you have done, are doing, and will do. So be sure and find Tom there at Tom_Allison. You're also on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. It's like THOM, sort of in anywhere Tom Allison, some version of that, THOM Allison, you'll find me.
Yes, you're everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I'm like a bad rash. You can't get rid of me.
Well, thank you again, Tom. Love it. And great to have you on the show. And thank you to all those who are listening today. And we also want to thank our CIUT listeners for donating during the membership drive. You can still donate. There is still opportunity to do that and share your love with this great radio station. You can do that at CIUT.fm. Thank you again, Tom. Great spending the time with you.
My pleasure.
Join us again next week at 9 a.m. EST right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton.
And I'm Tom Allison.
And we hope your week finds you turning out to dance. We'll be right back.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.